Well, thanks for joining us today, Dan.
I'm glad to be here.
We got the first Nana Jana fun run this Saturday, and that's going to be involved with your corn maze and everything else going on down at Dandy Farms. Can you explain how you guys got involved with this fun run?
Yeah, my wife passed away last fall about a year ago with ovarian cancer. And so it's just an attempt by me and my kids to try to raise awareness for ovarian cancer. It's kind of a disease that is kind of called the silent killer, because it usually gets ladies before they really know it happened. So we're hoping maybe we can make some awareness that the ladies and the husbands will tell their wives, and wives will tell their children, and they'll listen to their body and maybe find some early detection for this terrible disease.
And what was the process to get this started, working with the National Ovarian Cancer Coalition?
Well, to be honest, I really didn't work with them. I just kind of this winter had gone to a maize conference, and the thought just kind of crossed my mind while I was there. And so started working on it, the thought, when we came back. I just called them and told them what we were doing, and they kind of asked what they could do, and we're kind of doing it on our own. I mean, they're going to receive the proceeds. Okay. Because we just, whatever we raise, we want to try to advance some answers and some research for, or a cure, you know.
Okay. And so that race is on this Saturday. It's going to be in your corn maze, is that correct?
It'll be in the corn maze, around the corn maze. We're using all the property out there to get it in. And we're hoping people come and have a good time.
So registration starts at 8 o'clock on Saturday, and you can also pre-register still online?
You can. We had a deadline of last Thursday, I think, so we could make sure we had proper shirts ordered. But, yeah, we're going to take registration up to, 8 o'clock, or actually 9 o'clock when the run starts. So the only thing, that may not have a right-size T-shirt that day, but we'll try to get them one. But, we hope they'll continue to register. We've received a lot this morning.
And so that's $25 for adults and $15 for those 15 and under?
That's correct. That's correct.
And all proceeds are going to the National Ovarian Cancer Coalition?
That's correct.
Okay. And then is there going to be, maybe I was just reading this wrong, but is there going to be some sort of obstacles involved in this too, in the corn maze? Or
it's called a fun run, so it's not just it's 5K, which is a 3.1 mile. And there will be some obstacles. I mean, it's a farm with a pond on it. It's a farm with a corn maze on it, and there's a lot of hay there. So you'll encounter a lot of different things. And a lot of them we've got done, some we're working on. But I think it's something for everybody. And if that becomes an obstacle for you, we'll allow you to go around those particular obstacles. So it's not going to – we don't want anybody to get hurt or do anything they don't feel comfortable doing.
But, yeah, so it should be provide a challenge to some people that are looking for that kind of challenge, and for others it's just a nice, pleasant walk through the course.
Exactly. We do have a lot of people who want to walk, so we're going to start the runners at 9, and then after they start, we'll start the walkers, and they can walk the course as well.
And what has the reception been so far?
It's been really good. I started with, talking to a few people, and people were really very willing about being sponsors to help get things started. Oh, I guess they tell me it's like a lot of the runs, but registrations were slow. But last week they really picked up. We're getting calls now, and we didn't know we would get 20 people or 50 people. And I think we're at 150 or 60, and expect a lot more by the end of the week. So
all right,
we think reception's been real well.
That's excellent. And then also, you guys, with it, there's the corn maze. How can people get involved in that? What are the hours going to be for the corn maze coming up?
The corn maze is, I believe, the hours are Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, noon to 8. And then we do reservations during the week. So if you have a group or, you got a group that wants to come, we'll do reservations.
And what's this year's theme?
This year's theme is the Iowa State Fair theme. It's the 100 Year of the Butter Cow, and has a butter cow in it.
And that looks pretty cool. And you guys already kind of got the pictures from the sky, don't you?
That's correct, yeah.
So it's all almost set up and ready to go.
Yeah, it's ready.
And so anything else you wanted to add?
No, mainly I'd like to encourage people to think about the fun run. And I just really want ladies to understand that it's early detection is the only cure for ovarian cancer. It's very drastic if you don't catch it early. And sometimes doctors don't always understand the warning signs either. So you listen to your body and you tell your doctor how you're feeling. And if you don't get the answer you're nervous about, sometimes you need to go to somebody else.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us today, Dan.
Yep. Thank you.